And I think the great contradiction of the Anglo, and we Americans are part of this, whether we want to admit it or not, even Dago Mick Krauts like me, is that it's the most orderly and institutionally minded of anyone in Europe, but it's also the most chaotic in a weird way. We're the only ones, on one hand, who think the law has some inherent value unto itself, that a constitution matters, that even if you're making a revolution, you still have to have legislatures vote on it. This is just who we are. It makes us build high trust societies, but it also makes those societies really easy to hack by clannish outsiders. This is the story of the grooming gangs, right? Some Pakistanis move in, everyone sees what they're doing, and the Brits go, well, we can't judge them as a group. We're all individuals. We better stick to the law. Here we are. But there's another side to the Anglo. The Anglos are also the cowboys and the colonialists and the pirates and the explorers and the guys who conquered the world. They did this the minute they had nobody looking over their shoulder. They're the descendants of the Anglo-Saxons, the Germanic war bands named after the blade they carried. They took the island over from the Romans right after the Romans left, from the people who were still there. And so, yeah, we make jokes and they get pushed around a lot and they seem to just take it. But part of you was always wondering, when is the Saxon going to begin to hate? Because more than anybody, they go coastal when their backs are to the wall.